T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve. It's 10 in the morning. I'm Steve McIntosh. The Pratt School District reports there will be no classes today after the Western Kansas District received an email threat Monday. Superintendent Susan Patton says after the threat was received, the district immediately called the Pratt Police Department and set its emergency response plan in motion to notify parents, students, and district employees. Patton says the district is working with its email provider to determine the origin of the threat. All right, time for a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Colder air is going to stay in place again today with temperatures only around 44 for the afternoon high. You add the breeze out of the northeast, 15 to 25 miles per hour, certainly going to make it feel cooler throughout the afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, our low 31. We think any precipitation should stay to our south. Tomorrow's high near 50. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky and 37 degrees. We have a north wind at 10 miles per hour. A deadly mistake by the Air Force allowed the Texas church shooter to purchase the firearm that killed 26 people.
The crime and conviction of David Patrick Kelly during his time in the U.S. Air Force was never entered into the National Crime Information Center database, which is used to perform background checks during firearms purchases. FBI spokesman Chris Combs says it's why Kelly could buy a gun with no red flags.
The NICS system did their required checks, and there was no prohibitive information in the systems that we checked that say that he could not have purchased that firearm.
The Air Force is now reviewing why the data wasn't shared. Kelly purchased 4 firearms in 2 states, in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Police say a 19-year-old man was leaving a cell phone store on South Hydraulic in Wichita Sunday evening when he was shot several times. He was hospitalized in critical condition. Officer Charlie Davidson says the victim was not alone in the car.
We are looking for a second male who was in the victim's vehicle at the time of the shooting, and we're asking if any person has any information on this person's identity or the whereabouts of the suspect or suspect vehicle. They are encouraged to contact Wichita Police Department detectives, again at 268-4407, or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111.
Police say they're looking for a 16-year-old suspect. Suspect's car described as a silver 4-door Lexus SUV. The Wichita City Council today will discuss issuing several million dollars worth of industrial revenue bonds to local companies. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News it's an indication of economic growth.
Yeah, there's a lot of companies that are wanting to grow in Wichita, and so we do have quite a few issues involving some expansions of companies from the ethanol products to Spirit Aerosystems to the CID there at Kellogg and West Street.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS. The Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives announces a reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for starting a fire that caused extensive damage to Petra Restaurant November 1st near 21st and Woodlawn. The ATF offering up to $5,000. Anyone with information about the arson should contact the ATF at 888-ATF-FIRE. Anyone leaving a tip will remain anonymous. A Kansas man has admitted he put racist graffiti on his own car in a Halloween prank that got out of hand.
The Riley County Police Department said in a news release Monday no criminal charges would be filed against 21-year-old Detarius Williams for filing a false report. Authorities concluded filing charges would not be in the best interest of the citizens of Manhattan. His vehicle was parked Wednesday near Kansas State University, and the incident fueled racial tensions at the university and the community. The FBI opened a civil rights investigation. Police say Williams, who is black, made a mistake and is now doing his best to own up to it. Williams apologized to the community in a statement for the, quote, pain and news he brought. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Republicans in Congress say economic growth will offset the deficits created by their tax cut bill. But now Democrats want them to put their money where their mouth is. Fox's Chad Pergram explains.
Earl Blumenauer is a Democratic congressman from Oregon. He's a member of the Ways and Means Committee, the Tax Writing Committee. He has proposed a plan that is essentially a circuit breaker. In other words, if you don't have the type of economic growth that you expect, or you bust the budget deficit and it explodes, even higher because you're bringing in less revenue under tax reform, these circuit breakers would kick in. You would eliminate the tax cuts that have been established. And so Earl Blumenauer is trying to say, let's be smart about this. We might not agree with you on the policy of tax reform, but let's not explode these deficits if these economic forecasts don't come to pass.
Congressional Republicans are not expected to vote for such a plan. KNSS News Time now, 8:36 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Jad Chambers talking about more now on that Hollywood sex scandal story that's been going on.
Jad. Yeah, it just kind of keeps going on and on and on. Two A-list actresses, they give details from their personal stories surrounding the Hollywood sex scandal. Fox's Michelle Polino is reporting.
Michelle Pfeiffer speaks out about the Harvey Weinstein issue, the actress sitting down with the BBC promoting her new film, Murder on the Orient Express, talks about her experience being in Hollywood over the past two decades. She said she is now having conversations with other women in Hollywood and that she has never done that before.
There really hasn't been one woman that I've talked to who hasn't had an experience, and it just goes to show you how systemic the problem is.
Murder on the Orient Express opens November 10th. And Slate resurfacing a 1979 Time magazine article with Meryl Streep saying the first time she met Dustin Hoffman, he touched her breast. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah.
That's not very nice.
No, it isn't. Systemic is a good word there.
Wow.
Steve, do you remember the name Mariah Formica?
From what? No, I don't think
you don't remember that name?
No, wait a minute. It came out recently, didn't it?
Yes, that was in a news story I did on The Blur not too long ago.
Yeah, and I can't remember what
she
it was.
She is a 16-year-old competing on NBC's The Voice.
You bet.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Steve, you were actually pretty impressed with this singer.
I was. Very much.
Well, last night she was in a knockout round on The Voice. Here's her singing Kelly Clarkson's Behind These Hazel Eyes.
Here I am once again. I'm torn into pieces. Can't deny it, can't pretend. Just thought you were the one. Broken up deep inside.
Yeah.
That's just very, very powerful.
Yes.
Very, and I'm not easily impressed.
No, you're not.
But this young
These singing
woman.
Contests very especially don't impress you very often.
No,
but,
never. But she but, is terrific.
Yeah. She has powerful voice.
Wow.
Well, here's Miley Cyrus with reaction.
The winner of this knockout is Mariah.
Mariah, congratulations. You're going to move on to the playoffs on Team Miley.
Mariah doesn't know how great she is.
I'm obsessed with you. I'm your number one fan.
I know I'm quiet and I don't always express that, but I just want you to know how much you know.
I think she has a really big chance of winning this entire competition, so I couldn't let her go.
Well, yeah.
Miley is impressed.
Better take home the trophy now.
Voice continues on NBC. Well, we talked a little bit ago, Steve, about an iconic spokes thing.
Spokes thing.
Yes.
Not a spokesperson, but a spokes thing.
Happy birthday today to the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
First, was he in Ghostbusters, or was that...
No, that was Stay Puft, okay. Yeah. The first Pillsbury Doughboy ads appeared on this day in 1965.
Introducing...
Hi, I'm Poppin' Fresh, the Pillsbury Doughboy, with a Poppin' Fresh idea.
Pillsbury Tender Flake Biscuits. Nothing smells so good or tastes so good. Light, tender, Pillsbury Tender Flake Biscuits in the dairy case. Poppin' Fresh Dough says fresh, hot, tender flake biscuits.
And Pillsbury says it best.
Yeah.
So what, what kind of voice do you get for what is actually, what, a biscuit?
Yeah.
Or
an uncooked biscuit.
Uncooked
biscuit?
They found some. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
I could do a biscuit, couldn't I?
And so, yeah. And apparently.
Or you could do a croissant. Hello, you get a French.
His name is Poppin' Fresh,
Poppin' Fresh,
by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
That's
his name. So happy birthday, Poppin' Fresh. actor Christopher Knight turns 60 today. Christopher Knight, best known for playing Peter Brady.
Peter Brady.
In the Brady Bunch.
Nobody liked.
You want to know the truth? I'm sorry you saved my life. Living with a selfish creep like you isn't living. Well, talk about ungrateful. That's how you feel to stay away from falling ladders when I'm around. Because I'm not going to be around. Great, because I got nothing more to say to you for the rest of my life. Well, then I got nothing more to say to you for the rest of my life. Fine, and you know something else? I'm writing you out of my will.
That's a little bit what goes on behind the scenes with Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl when they're preparing for a Shocker broadcast.
It sounds nothing like that, Steve. Remember, I heard 5 years worth of behind the scenes there.
I know. I'm kidding.
But yeah, happy birthday to. Okay, and
of course, we had one of the Bradys on, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
The big brother.
Yeah, we had Greg Brady, I believe.
Yeah, we had him. Yeah.
But this was Christopher Knight, who's Peter Brady.
Peter Brady.
Hmm. And more recently, he's been in some reality shows like The Surreal Life, My Fair Brady.
My,
yeah, it's a reality show. It really is. But get this.
Okay.
Here's something else. Knight is a successful tech entrepreneur. In 1991, he co-founded Visual Software, a pioneering 3D graphics company. In 1995, he founded Kidwise Learningware, a company that makes interactive educational products. In 1996, he joined a keyboard manufacturer. In 1997, he became vice president of marketing at IX Micro, a video hardware company.
Wow.
And then in 1998, he founded his own TV tuner company called Escape Labs, and then sold it to Happahuge Computer Works in 2000. So,
yeah, he's been way ahead of the curve on some of this stuff.
He really has. Kind of
sharp guy.
Kind of a tech millionaire there. So
absolutely.
That's Peter Brady.
Peter Brady.
Actor Christopher Knight
turns
60
yeah.
today. That's all we have today for The Blur. And The Blur every day is brought to you by Pizza John's
in Derby.
Yeah. Lunch specials. Oh, they got the pizzas, small, medium, large, and of course the giant pizza. The sandwiches, the ham hoagie, turkey hoagie, vegetable hoagie, salads, spaghetti, garlic bread. They got what you want.
One time I just had, I want some spaghetti. It was outstanding.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
It's good stuff there at Pizza John's in Derby.
In Derby.
208 South Baltimore.
Now 8:43, Steve and Ted in the morning. And coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Changes for a banking firm. Bill's going to tell us about that. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.